From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Islamic State group has pressed its offensive in northern Syria while losing some ground in Iraq. The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Islamic State militants attacked a major opposition stronghold, clashing with anti-government forces, inside the town of Mareya near the Turkish border. The militants set off two car bombs at the beginning of the attack, and fighting was reported throughout the day Saturday. To the east, a Kurdish-Arab alliance backed by the United States pressed an offensive against fighters north of the IS stronghold city of Raqqa. Turkish media reported U.S. airstrikes and Turkish artillery fire destroyed several buildings used as an IS headquarters in the city. Meanwhile, the Iraqi military operation to push Islamic State group fighters out of Fallujah continued on Saturday. Video released by the Popular Mobilization Forces purportedly showed troops and militia massing on the outskirts of the central Iraqi city. Hundreds of families have fled the city after the latest military operation aimed at pushing the Islamic State out. However, thousands of civilians are still believed to be inside the mostly Sunni city, about 65 kilometers west of Baghdad. A leading U.S.-based foreign policy journal says the White House has quietly suspended the transfer of cluster bombs to Saudi Arabia. Foreign Policy magazine quoted an unnamed senior U.S. official as saying the hold was placed on shipments following reports that the Saudi-led coalition battling Houthi rebels used the controversial munitions, that is, in civilian areas. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization has dismissed calls to cancel or postpone the Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro because of the Zika virus outbreak. On Saturday, the WHO released a statement saying that changing or canceling the Olympics would not significantly change the international spread of the Zika virus. WHO's executive director of the Outbreaks and Health Emergencies Department, Bruce Aylward, said the games should go ahead as planned.
Efforts to ban the movement or restrict the movement of 500,000 people to one area, which at that time will have a relatively low level of transmission of Zika, is not going to make a difference to the movement of this virus internationally.
An open letter signed by 150 health experts from more than two dozen countries Friday said that holding the games in the current Zika situation would be irresponsible and unethical. The mosquito-borne virus has been linked to birth defects, including microcephaly, in which babies are born with unusually small heads and with neurological difficulties. Eight children and three adults were struck by lightning in a Paris park Saturday after a sudden storm sent a bolt crashing into a birthday party. The group had sought shelter under a tree in Parc Monceau when the lightning bolt touched down. Only one of the children was in very serious condition and required resuscitation. Meanwhile, in Germany, more than 30 people were taken to a hospital in the western village of Hopstaden when lightning struck out of a clear sky at the end of a children's soccer match. Three adults were seriously injured, including the match referee, who suffered a cardiac arrest after being struck directly by the bolt. Weather forecasters had said that severe weather was possible in southern France, but Paris was not part of the warnings. Weather officials in Germany had issued a storm alert, that is, for the country's west and south. Monday is Memorial Day here in the United States, a day set aside to honor those who have died while serving in the U.S. military. In his weekly media address, U.S. President Barack Obama urged Americans to thank the country's veterans.
It's the day we remember those who never made it home, those who never had the chance to take off the uniform and be honored as a veteran. It's the day we stop to reflect with gratitude on the sacrifice of generations who made us more prosperous and free, and to think of the loved ones they left behind.
Memorial Day is also seen as the traditional beginning of the summer season in the United States. And in European football's Champions League final, Cristiano Ronaldo had a winning penalty kick to give Real Madrid a 5-3 win on penalties over Atletico Madrid. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.